What is going on, Colts Nation? He is Jamal Lawrence. I'm Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast.
Yo.
Hey, today we're going to give out some rookie grades because, you know, after the 2023 NFL draft, many people proclaim that the Indianapolis Colts had a wonderful draft. A-plus, elite grades, superb job by Chris Ballard and the team. So let's look back on it. Memory lane. Was it indeed an exceptional draft? Or was it average? Or did it fall short of expectations? Colts Cast is about to dive right into it. Rapid pace, fast food style. Like, you know, we picked up 12 players last year. So we can't do a deep analysis on all 12 of them, or we'll be here for hours. Let's get right into it, Jamal. Would you like to start, or you want me to?
Yeah, I can start. I can start for us. Before I do, though, y'all, you know, because we're about to go deep into this thing, go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button for us. Drop your comments. Let us know how you feel about our grades. Let us know your grades down below. Like Eric said, this is a big, big class. So let us know how you feel about it. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. So why not go ahead and take it straight from the top, dog? We got to start off with our number four pick, first round draft pick for us. Our guy. Finally, we had the high hopes of having a crazy, crazy year with a quarterback by the name of Anthony Richardson, but we know that there were some injuries that plagued him. Now, Anthony Richardson, real quick, short, sweet for us, man. Listen, promising. We saw some great things, great flashes for him coming out the gate. Regular season, I mean, he threw for 577 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, and he also rushed for 4 touchdowns in his small tenure, very small tenure of games. That's promising. I don't care what anybody says. I'm excited for that. You know, of course, we can't give a full valuation on him because he did have the injury. We know that. Multiple injuries. So I'm going to give him a B. And the only reason I'm giving him a B, Eric, is because I think that with what we saw, he has the potential to continue to grow. And like I've talked about in previous episodes, with him sitting behind Steichen for a year, I'm happy for him learning the playbook, learning the schemes, and getting better. So I'm giving him a B because it was very promising for what I saw.
Yeah. I would have to agree. I'm going to give him a B as well. You know, despite only playing 4 games, he showed a lot of potential. He looked ahead of schedule. I'm happy with what I saw year one, 4 games in. He was on the trajectory of getting an A, I believe. Mm-hmm. But availability is the best ability. Cannot wait to see this guy next season in Steichen's system again.
Absolutely.
Let's get right to Juju Brents.
Ooh.
All right. Yo. I'm giving my boy Julius Brents a C. Now, I'm not going to do the minuses and plus. Jamal might. Yeah. I'm not. I'm going to keep it simple. Look, injuries plagued this guy throughout the season. Only played 9 games this year. Only 9 games. 17 games in the season. Played like a rookie. Had some good games. Had some bad ones. You know, overall, to me, missing 8 games with that type of play earns a C. Could very well be a B, but I expect a little more from a second-round pick. There are a lot of times this season where I said, dang, that was on Juju. There were a lot of times on missed assignments. My opinion. You know, don't drill me. Like a C is not bad for a rookie. I want to get that straight out there, but that's how I feel.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do the plus system either. And I'm not going to lie to you. I have him for a C as well. Like you said, I missed 6 games with injuries. Got burned quite a bit in some big games by some big receivers and some small receivers. You know,
he missed, of course, 6 or 8?
Did he miss 8? Yeah, I think, you know, you're right. He did miss
8. I might have it wrong.
Right. No, I think you are right. Yeah.
He missed a lot of games, though. I mean, that's the big thing.
Yeah, it was that 5-game streak plus the other ones. Yeah, I think you are right. And decent amount of work, like you said. I mean, he has to be on the field for that to happen. And some of these things that we saw from him, you know, getting high-tailed at some of these throws, were things we saw from him on his college film as well. That was one thing we needed for him to work on, was being able to not get beat from the beginning and not catch up on the back end. You know, be aggressive at the beginning. So I think he has a C for me. And like you said, it's not bad for a rook. But I think once he's on the field and he's continuing to get that play, it's gonna get better for him.
Yeah, totally.
Next up, Josh Downs, Mr. Josh Downs himself. Hey, I gotta give my man an A. I gotta give him an A. He did everything we needed him to, plus more, in my humble opinion. Big player, making big time plays. 68 catches, 771 yards, 2 touchdowns. Not to mention that 68 catches is the Colts rookie record for receptions. So. He was available went in. And when he was there, he was making a lot of moves for us. And I think that he could have had an even better season. So I'm excited for him and what he's bringing to the table. I'm giving my man an A. Can't do it.
Gotta agree, man. A. I guess we're aligned right now. The actual steal of the draft. I mean, we hammered this guy before the draft even started. We said Josh Downs, like, I was hoping to get him in the early second round. I mean, he's up third round. Wow, that's an actual steal. Second on the team in targets, for good reason. Like, second on the team in yards after catch. Josh Downs, he's the Colts rookie MVP to me.
Without a doubt.
A. Let's continue. Blake Freeland.
Ooh, a little spicy.
Yeah, got to give this guy a D. Bernard Raimann, 2022 third round pick. You know, he struggled his rookie year in a good bit of games, but he showed promise down the stretch. You know, he got better during Jeff Saturday's tenure. He got way better. Like, he was looking like the real deal. Blake Freeland, on the other hand, 2023 fourth round pick, has been literally one of the worst tackles in the NFL by a lot of metrics. He's a rookie. That's fine, but he was a liability on the field. He was. You know, Braden Smith could not stay healthy, who stepped in Blake Freeland. You know, I hope he can build upon this year and become like a viable swing tackle or even a fringe starter in the future. But right now, from what we saw, for Raimann, there was light at the end of the tunnel. Right now, Blake Freeland is he's stuck in a cavern. So we're going to see if we can evacuate him out at some point. but a D for me.
Hey, I have him for a D as well. And it's tough because I was a little higher on him, of course, you know, even with pre-draft stuff, because I love offensive linemen. I love his size. I think
we had him in the mock draft.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I wanted him to do better. However, we all know, I mean, for anybody, it's tough to get thrown out there as a rookie, a young guy, and you're going against the Aaron Donalds and these guys. Like, listen, it ain't easy. He allowed 37 hurries, 45 pressures. I mean, that's just rough. Unhealthy Braden Smith. I mean, it was ugly. It was ugly for us. So disappointed to see what this year was for him. But, you know, sometimes it's good to get your water wings. He knows what's going on. And he has a lot to build off of now because he has a little bit of game speed. So hopefully he gets a little better in the future for us.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully.
Next up, I'm going to butcher this name 10,000 times again.
Adetamwa Adebare
is a lot easier than Adetamwa. Anyway, I gotta give him a C. He ended up getting 4 quarterback hits and 1.5 sacks, and which I really think is good, especially thinking about how our rotation in this defensive line was for us. They were heavy with the we were a top 5 team in sacks this year, I believe. So we had people getting back to the quarterback. So even though he didn't get a lot of play when he was in there, he had some productivity. I'm mainly giving him a C just for the simple fact that he didn't get a lot of time to shine with this rotation that we had going on. But I hope in the future for him, he can get some more PT and he can get out there and continue to progress.
Right. And a C isn't bad. We just talked about it. I'm giving him a C as well. You know, I had him at about, from what I saw, 11% of our total defensive snaps. So he didn't really get a lot of time to shine. That's around 130 snaps. You know, that may seem like a lot, but in reality, that's not, you know, he wasn't on the field much, but when he was, I didn't feel like he had a sensational impact, you know, so a sophomore jump may be in store for Adebare. He's got to develop and he needs the time on the field, you know?
Absolutely.
Oh boy.
It's your boy.
Oh boy. Darius Rush. Oh man, I'm a Gamecock fan. I can't do this, but I'm gonna have to give this guy an F. He failed. He failed. And then this was a lot of people's quote unquote steal the draft. And I remember seeing that. I was like, well, wait. You know, I've seen this guy play a little bit. You know, I watch every Gamecock football game. But he was waived before the regular season even started.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously did not live up to expectations, got picked up by the Chiefs, then dropped, picked up by the Steelers, played maybe one game. from the standpoint of being, you know, drafted by the Colts, that is a fail to me. Fifth round pick. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had some fun. I just put a D for did not play, but it's really an F. yeah. Like you said, I mean, I was hoping for a little bit more, you know, and of course, had we had some of the issues we had going on for us, once the season started, maybe he would have had a better chance of staying on the squad, but didn't live up to the expectations, got dropped, and upward and onward. Keep it moving.
Upward and onward. Yep. Yeah.
Next up, Daniel Scott. Man, one thing I'll say about the Colts real quick too, man. We, after this draft, we had a ton of injuries. And I know every team can probably say they had a ton of injuries, but we had some injuries that just plagued this team. And I can kind of, I guess the volume wise, it's good that we were able to have 12 picks, because if we didn't and we had injuries like this piling up, we may have been even more trouble. But I say that because Daniel Scott, you know, we lost him, ACL tear. He was gone for the entire year. Obviously, we can't.
Jamal went out, but like he said, Daniel Scott's season ended before it even started. Towards ACL during OTAs last year. Cannot rate him at the moment. I got him as non-applicable.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm back now. But yes, agreed. 100%. Go ahead and talk to him.
Will Mallory. All right. My boy Will Mallory. He's getting a B for me. He's getting a B. Context is key here. He was a fifth round pick and finished second in receiving in the tight end room. I'll take it, Will Mallory. Because I was scratching my head at this pick. We had a crowded tight end room. We always talk about, oh, why do we need 18 of tight ends? But he made some splash plays during the season, and I'm happy he got a chance to show his talent off, you know, as a pass catcher. So depending on how this group gets shaken up this offseason, you know, and take this with a grain of salt, he may become tight end one, just depending on what they do with our tight ends. Because, you know, Granson, are we keeping Granson? Mo Ali Cox, Jelani Woods, what's happening with him? Mm-hmm. Andrew Ogletree. I mean, we have a lot of tight ends. So, I'll be the first to say he has the potential to become the Colts tight end one at this point in time.
Absolutely. And I actually gave him a B as well. And I was so mad when Colts made this pick, just because we don't need another tight end. Not they're going to make something shake later on. But listen, this dude came out ready to play, made big time catches during big time games when we needed him to. Of course, like you said, the volume, I mean, 18 catches on 26 targets, 270 yards. When you see that stat line, you may be like, all right, well, that's not anything crazy. But when we think of those bombs he caught, or those plays across the middle, or those first downs to keep the drive going, that's what we want to see. He's not someone who's afraid to go out there and catch the ball. I think if he can work on his blocking a little bit, he definitely has the potential to take over that tight end spot. Definitely.
Let's knock the next two out as a whole, because they're also non-applicable. Evan Hull, torn meniscus week one. You know, again, someone we'll have to revisit in the future. It looked promising, especially with Jonathan Taylor out. And then Titus Leo. You know, like you said, Jamal, injuries have been the name of the game for this rookie class. Yes. Suffered a season-ending injury. I don't even know if they disclosed it, but it was just season-ending. A lot of season-ending injuries here for this rookie group.
Yeah, absolutely. So next up for us then, Jalon Jones, seventh round pick. Man, this one was hard for me because I watched him so many games and I just got so frustrated more times than not in some games. But I got to give my man a hard C. And the only reason why is because he was a seventh round pick who came in at a very tough time. We had suspensions going on. We had players getting cut. We had injuries. We had everything going on. He kind of got thrown to the wolves. And I know that we always talk about Ballard being able to find some gems late in the game. Well, it's still hard to find a really, really solid player in the seventh round of the draft. So, although he did give up four touchdowns for us, he had 44 tackles, five passes defended. And at the seventh round pick coming in to what he had to come into, I got to cut him a little bit of slack. So, I'm going to give him a very hard C.
Where is our Brock Purdy? We need to find our seventh round mystery relevance. So, this is probably, this is going to be the only one we had a difference on, Jamal. Okay. I gave Jalon Jones a B. Yeah, nice. A B. Nice. Why? I feel like a lot of people wrote off Jones since he was a seventh round pick. So, again, context is key. However, we saw on training camp, he showed flashes. We were like, all right, Jalon Jones, like, he ain't no normal seventh round pick. Like, he hungry. And he ended up starting a lot of games, 10 games to be exact. He started 10 games, seventh round rookie, started 10 games as the starting cornerback on the left or right side. Like, you have a seventh rounder starting 10 games. I'm going to say that one more time. That's a win in my eyes. I know our cornerback room was depleted from the beginning. We lost Dallas Flowers. We lost Isaiah Rodgers, things like that. But he stepped up when he needed to. You know, he wasn't an absolute lockdown corner. You know, he had his struggles as well. But, man, being a starter at coming out of a, you know, a late day three pick, you know, yeah. I project him to be a nice piece, nice depth piece for the Indianapolis Colts going forward. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess he could battle for that CB2, but then again, I see us drafting a cornerback at some point in the early rounds this year. So I don't know. Things could shake up just like the tight end room, but like Jalen Jones did his thing. So I got to give him a B for, especially where he was drafted at.
Respect that. I respect that a lot, man. Shout out to him. And let's round it out here with Jake Witt. Similar to Titus and the other guys, was placed on IR due to injury. So, of course, incomplete for him. We can't give him anything. Maybe we'll see what happens in the future. But overall for the Colts, I mean, again, battling injuries, that's just been the name of the game. And just people getting tossed into situations that they may not have been quite ready for. I think overall, man, we did a decent job. We did a decent job in this draft. There's always room for improvement. And I'm not saying that this was a great draft. This was a good one for us. We got some key components. Really looking forward to kind of getting more of this draft talk, especially once the combine and everything and pro day start to come around and get excited for that, man. But yeah.
Yeah, we didn't strike gold like people said we did, you know. Detroit Lions, they struck gold their rookies, and they made it to the NFC Championship. That is phenomenal. I see why Ben Johnson does not want to leave there yet. Mm-hmm. So they got a good thing going on. Now, like Jamal said, I think we did a decent job. I think, you know, we had some bad luck with injuries, but we had some good players come out this draft, and we had some players that need further evaluation, and we had a few bomb. just a few, maybe one or two, but overall that's not bad. So yeah. I'm looking forward to the 2024 NFL draft. It might not be as exciting for Colts fans because, you know, mm-hmm. we don't have the quarterback evaluation, but that's actually a good problem to have to not have, I guess.
Yeah,
like we don't have to look for a quarterback right now because we believe we have our guy if he can stay healthy. But it's still going to be fun. I want to see what happens, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ready for it.
Yeah. And that's going to be it for us, everyone. Again, like Jamal said earlier, let us know your draft grades. If you got this far, 18 minutes in, talking about all 12 of the Colts draft picks. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We're live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. We'll be back next time to give you some more Colts content.